Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Can you believe it? This week we'll close out the first month of 2010. We're kicking off the new week, ladies and gentlemen. Monday, January 25th, 2010. Going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour today, we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, joining us to chronicle and detail and break down how the flu hoax, the government-run flu hoax of 2009, completely imploded. And there's open talk of criminal charges against World Health Organization officials, EU officials, giant investigations, head of the EU Health Board saying it was a dangerous vaccine and a fraud, premeditated. And they found the clear evidence of a revolving door in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, all over the globe of the big five vaccine pharma makers that got the big government contracts paying off almost every member of the government that made decisions on buying tens of billions of dollars worth of the useless, dangerous vaccine. It's useless unless you want to hurt somebody. That is coming up in the third hour. Now, I spent Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week almost exclusively talking about how they shut down the North Austin Gun Show, the oldest gun show in Central Texas and one of the biggest. Since then, it's become an entirely different issue. Media hoax, police hoax, lies. They are all over every TV station attacking me. They are all over the radio lying and attacking yours truly. Everywhere, and I'm not even paying attention to it, and I'm seeing it everywhere, saying that it's the law you can't privately sell someone a gun. Not your neighbor. You can't, when your dad dies, you can't get his guns. It's going to be done through the feds. This will be the end of private transfers of firearms. And it is even bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act, and it's being done outside of the law. Now, I made a specific big deal with Larry Pratt and countless other constitutional experts here about how there was no law. They just intimidated the leaseholder, HEB, the grocery store chain, it's an old grocery store building, into shutting it down entirely. And into first forcing Darwin Bedeker to post the sign saying no more private sales. Since then they say, oh no, it's a nuisance abatement law, like a crack house. And they also have a hoax in the media that someone was arrested. It's on record that no one was arrested. They put him in handcuffs, took him outside, and interrogated him, saying, you thought about selling an illegal gun. In the city of Austin, illegals don't get DWIs. They don't get taken to jail for no driver's license like citizens do. They, over 90% of them, don't have to pay their gas or power bill. They just use fake matriculas and have somebody else new sign up. They just got to pay the first $250 deposit. And they don't have to follow the same rules in apartments all over the country. That's confirmed because the government wants to overrun the country with illegals to blow out the wages and create a political arm they can use to be sicked on the American people. So when the Austin Police Department, their propagandists know that they've been caught engaged in clear criminal activity, racketeering, you name it, and I've had top constitutional law experts on that agree with me on that analysis. Color of law, no statutory authority. Now they just make up, oh, well, we'll do a nuisance abatement and shut you down. Well, they already shut it down. And so there's a protest today at the Austin Police Department. I heard about it over the weekend. I commend the citizens that are doing this. And I'm going to be there. 5 to 7 o'clock today, downtown Austin, right off 7th and 8th Street. It's right off I-35. You can't miss it. The main entrance is off The main entrance is off of 7th Street, the front entrance. But that's where I'll be, bullhorn in hand, right up the block from there. I had police a few years ago tell me I couldn't bullhorn, even though they lost lawsuits over it. And I said, go ahead and arrest me. So we'll see what happens with that today. I'm going to defend the Second Amendment. And I don't care where you are in Texas. Get in your car, take off work, and get your butt down here to Austin, Texas. Because they're going to use this to shut down gun shows nationwide.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Believe me, this is a radio broadcast that is going to be absolutely jam-packed with vital information to the future of the Republic and the world as a whole, free humanity. You do not want to miss this broadcast. Unspeakably important information is breaking by the minute. By the minute. I myself printed off more than 200 mainstream media articles from around the world this weekend and on Friday that clearly paint a picture of the New World Order in full retreat, imploding in on itself. That doesn't mean we're going to beat them this month or even this year or next year, but and it doesn't mean they won't counterstrike with staged terror attacks and other operations. But they're in deep trouble. Now, I said in the last 3 weeks that I believe that the federal government is preparing to stage false flag terror attacks. They've been caught doing it over and over again. It's been declassified many times. If you're a new listener, look into the Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Northwoods, and Operation Gladio to discover the declassified facts. On cue, and I said this 3 weeks ago with the underwear bomber, I guess now a month ago. That happened Christmas Day last month, so a month ago. That this was the signal that they would now have Bin Laden, who's been dead since 2001, reemerge as the boogeyman Anyone can create a fake tape in Arabic, put it on the internet, a message board, and they say it's bin Laden. There have been many cases where the mainstream media has been caught broadcasting hoax bin Laden tapes. It's been confirmed that at least six times in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, that the media would take old bin Laden tapes, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, and just re-edit them and say they were new bin Laden videos. That's been confirmed. It's been confirmed that the Intel Center, the two directors of it, it's come out, were both adjuncts to Donald Rumsfeld and CIA, Pentagon, black op propaganda. They've been caught uploading Al-Qaeda videos with their Intel Center watermark in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda graphics. Red-handed. So we know these tapes are fake or they're edits of old tapes. Now they've just moved on to completely fake audio tapes. Completely fake. They never even say where they come from, or they say they found them in a bunker in Afghanistan, or they found them on a message board. Remember the guy who, what was it, in 2004 did the fake beheading tape in San Francisco and the media ran with it for 2 weeks? We could create a fake beheading video in my office, post it on the web, and media would say it was real. So think how easy it is for the CIA to do that. Now, we're going to be going over that today because bin Laden has reemerged. That is the fake bin Laden, and is saying he's going to attack us, and they're simultaneously saying, oh, we've got record numbers of people on watch list trying to board planes from Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, and Asia to come here. Absolute hype going on that front. They are clearly launching the preparatory phase and testing the waters, sending up trial balloons to stage new terror attacks to legitimize the faltering, fake, fraudulent wars, the wars of aggression, the genocidal wars, and to try to get Obama's approval rating up, the lowest of any president 1 year into office. He's 1 year and several days now into his one-year anniversary. And remember, I told you at the time those were fake terror alerts to try to get Bush's approval ratings up. And as soon as it stopped working, as soon as it started failing and his approval rating started dropping, and as soon as the public said, we know this is fake, they came out and said, okay, it is fake, and Governor Ridge has now written a book, the former head of Homeland Security saying it was all fake. That's another fact that deniers of the reality out there can stick in their pipe and smoke. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. Something even bigger than ClimateGate has now happened. The head of the UN climate program from India has been caught involved in all sorts of huge business deals, shutting down factories and then getting the money to relocate them to India. He has now admitted that scores of reports by the UN on the Himalayan ice melt, the list goes on. I have a giant two-inch stack just on the latest in ClimateGate. And I told you, ClimateGate was the equivalent of the Boffin spies in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, stealing the Death Star plans, getting the information out to the public, exposing all the previous hockey stick frauds and temperature reading frauds, and Al Gore lying, and Al Gore saying carbon dioxide went up, and then heat goes up when it's actually the opposite. The temperature goes up, and then carbon dioxide goes up. That brought out all the old frauds that you and I knew about, but that the general public didn't know about. Now, Bill Santers admitting in the mid-90s they took out five scientists in their official report that said man is not affecting climate change, and climate change is natural. That's getting attention, but all this new stuff is coming out. Everything that gets investigated is proven a fraud. Every university that gets investigated is part of this ring that supplied lies to the UN for the public. I mean, it's a huge stack. They are imploding. So now they've panicked, and they're just coming out like it's no big deal, hidden in plain view, and saying, okay, we made mistakes. The head of the IPCC says, you know what? we did want to make people be concerned about the environment, and so we basically lied. But still, it's for a good cause. I was talking to a reporter last night who was interviewing me for a magazine, and I was talking about ClimateGate and all the fraud. He said, but isn't the environmental movement good? Isn't it all basically for good? And I said, no, it's not for good. It's for grabbing property and land. The environmental movement that the media puts out is the corporate counterfeit of it. Are there real environmentalists that don't like killing all the whales, which many species were almost extinct? Yes. Is there overfishing in many areas? You need to rotate it like crops? Yes. Is genetic engineering, cross species, very dangerous? Yes. Is the government of Russia and the U.S. countless times dumping nuclear reactors in the ocean, toxic waste, you name it, is that bad? Yes. But the mainline environmental movement you see pushed by the NFL and the media and Fox TV, one of the biggest culprits, it is a land-grabbing, property rights-destroying bandwagon that takes the real problems of the environment, problem, reaction, solution, and then gives a false solution. But I wasn't going to get Lord Monckton on until he got back from Australia. He's about to go to Australia. I want to go ahead and put an email into him that I want to just get like a 30-minute update before he goes to Australia, if he hasn't already left on his speaking tour there, to discuss all these huge new developments and get his expertise on it. He's also talking about he wants to come down to Texas, be in studio with us. He's really a great guy, so I don't want to spoil that event coming up. But I don't know. We can get Dillingpole on from the Telegraph and some other people. I mean, I can obviously talk about it and break it down, but it's good to have their expert voices as well. Let's get the Climate Depot head on. Let's just set some of those up throughout the week, because this is such a big deal. Having the Death Star plans isn't enough. Getting the information out and educating the public and making it a major issue and calling for investigations into all of their fraud and reminding people of all the previous fraud, that was blowing up the Death Star. And it blew up at Copenhagen, and we blew the Death Star up. But we've still got the rest of the Imperial fleet, ladies and gentlemen, super Star Destroyers, hundreds of Star Destroyers. This is your movie analogy. The Empire is still in our towns, in our cities, but they're now known to be a fraud. They were caught in fraud on their flu hype. They were caught in fraud on their WMDs. They were caught in their fraud with the banker bailout, baiting and switching, saying it was for housing and then not spending any of it on that and keeping it for themselves. They are losing any credibility they had with the public, and the people are getting more and more mad by the second. Their health care fraud, their health care hoax, even if you're a socialist or a communist, and that's why it finally is going down in flames. The real collectivists, who I don't agree with, because any collectivism is immoral and ends up always amassing great power in the hands of the government, the corporations that grow up around it, and it creates favoritism, nepotism, corruption. History shows that. Look what's happening now. But even if you're for collectivism, that's why Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich and others came out and said, this is a giant fraud. This health care is bad. We may need to run somebody against Obama. Because the whole thing cuts Medicare and Medicaid by $40-plus billion a year per program. It raises all these taxes, puts you in jail if you don't get the insurance. We'll shut down more industry. People can't afford this, folks. Many businesses can't afford it. People that have even decent paychecks may not decide they want the health care. Or they may not want the health care government says they have to get. I mean, it's a moral issue of not being slaves to a medical tyranny. And so that hoax is imploding, and they probably won't even get it passed out of Congress now. They've been having this Borg chant of it will pass, you cannot defeat us, it will happen, it's a foregone conclusion. It's not. And so the entire system is in retreat right now, and that's just a few of the issues I mentioned. The problem is the public still doesn't know how bad it really is and isn't aware of all of the enemy operations. If we can educate them about the different frauds and other hoaxes that are still going on, we can beat those. Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. People say, what's the solution? States' rights, liberty, teaching the Constitution, Bill of Rights, standing up for yourself, cutting the size of government. But overall, if you educate the people, as Thomas Jefferson said in the Principles of Liberty, things will fix themselves. Now, huge news coming up. Stay with us.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through Ready Made Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry! Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry! Sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance.
Our opening salvo alerting people to Glenn Beck and his past treachery against the freedom movement is up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled Glenn Beck for Dummies. I am going to make a mini-documentary in the next few weeks. The problem is I can only do so much work. I was up here again last night. I'm not complaining. It's just I can only do so much, and I tend to, like somebody at a buffet, put too much on my plate. I still need to write up the rules and sometime this week launch those contests that I said I was going to launch. We always launch contests when we say we will. We always do it. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, especially when we get 300, 400, 500 videos to judge. But that's work on the back end, launching three different contests. My limited staff said, thanks a lot, Alex, because they've got to at least even categorize and post all the videos and give them to me to watch. But we're going to do that. That'll be probably it for contests, at least for a while, because, again, I've got to read and analyze the news. I've got to do media interviews. I've got to work on multiple films. We are trying our best here. And I think we're doing a pretty good job, thanks to all of you supporting us. But Glenn Beck for Dummies. Beck is a fake revolutionary who has hijacked the freedom movement and is being used to lead conservatives and libertarians down the rabbit hole. And so we're going to go over that article for you today. Obviously, all the new bin Laden hype, bin Laden claims, airline bomb attempt on Christmas. He claims responsibility. You could have somebody on a Mr. Microphone say they were bin Laden. If they said it in Arabic, it would be true for the media. I'm going to break that down coming up. Pachauri, the head of the IPCC, is openly, it's being discussed, he may have to resign. Criminal investigations are ongoing. We have just unbelievable amounts of fraud and corruption coming out and lies and fake data that dwarf ClimateGate. And that's our hope, was that we could get ClimateGate out there and that it would then expand. And it has greater than our wildest expectations and dreams. When you engage evil and don't stop, you beat it. The problem is getting people to engage evil. Also coming up, Mark Dice has outdone himself. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and we're going to be playing it early in the next hour. He went around in San Diego on the beachfront and got people to sign a petition to ban free speech and the First Amendment. And very few people. We're getting Dice on Thursday. He works full time, so he can't come on until Thursday when he's got a day off. He works on the weekend and is off Thursday and Friday. He'll be joining us, but he's outdone himself. I mean, Mark Dice is just a fount of important research and work, and the way he illustrates things is an example to us all. So my hat is off to Mark Dice, true patriot. I mean, if mainstream television wanted to save itself as viewers leave it for the Internet, they would give people like Mark Dice a national TV show to do what he does, but that would then defeat the New World Order that owns the main television broadcasting systems, the transmitting systems. They won't do that, but I tell you, people need to see stuff like this on national television. Makes me think of Penn and Teller when they go out to environmental meetings and everybody agrees to sign a form to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which, of course, is water, H2O. We've done that ourselves. We've gone out. I've been on airplanes, asked people, should we ban table salt? But I use the scientific name for table salt, which is scary sounding. And they say, oh, yes, ban it immediately. And that's what media is going off of, is just how ignorant large segments of the population are. KI, years ago, ran a news piece that we played at Infinitum where they said mercury is good for children's brains. And they've now outdone themselves with an attack piece on yours truly and on the Second Amendment. And so that's coming up in the next segment. We've also got other police brutality reports here. I mean, if I wanted to make the police look bad, the whole show would be about it every day. The video of a man walking down the street, undercover cops jump out, so he runs, he's scared, and they beat him and then taser him in the face. He resists nothing, and now they're charging him with attacking them. I mean, it's not bad enough they almost killed the guy, but then they charge you like that makes it okay for them psychologically. Just completely immoral. So we're going to be going over the brutality charge as Pittsburgh police defend first strikes on teen. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The info war is on as we wage war on corruption, as we crash mercilessly to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host here live Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. It is the 25th day of January 2010 on this Monday edition. There will be a protest today, 5 to 7 p.m. I will be coming out of my bat cave and will be attending in front of the Austin Police Department, 715 East 8th Street. That's really the police entrance. You want to be on the front entrance where the slaves come in to pay all their fines and fees. But it doesn't matter. Just look for the crowd. IH-35 and 8th Street. You cannot miss the giant police department facility. And the local group, Texas for Accountable Government, that's kicked this off, John Bush, they're asking people to bring holsters with copies of the Constitution stuck in them. I'll be bringing my bullhorn. Now listen, here's the deal. I want everyone to come down there. I want you to call your friends and family. I want gun store owners to be there. I want people to defend the Second Amendment. And we're going to go over the latest chapter in the fraud of the ATF running this operation to destroy private transfer and sales of firearms in Texas to set a national precedent. They picked the pet, client, obedient Austin Police Department to carry this out with them. Listen, You guys can't pass laws. You can't get the laws passed to ban our Second Amendment private transfer. You call the gun show loophole an Orwellian term to imply that it's illegal. And no amount of hoaxes are going to work. I've been reading the comments on KI, on KXAN, on KVUE, the deceptive pieces they've been putting out. And it's just like your global warming hoax. It's just like your flu hoax. It's just like the healthcare hoax, your WMD hoax. It will not stand. 90% plus of the commenters see right through your fraud and know the facts. Every caller to talk radio is screaming and yelling with anger. I heard it going on this morning. Multiple stations. This got bigger than I thought it would in Austin. Our listeners really take action. This was just going to be a foregone conclusion. Wasn't in the media. No one was going to cover it. We put it out last week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It blew up big time. And so the police, the ATF, have come out with more lies. And that's not going to work for them. So I'm going to give you the latest on this right now. But first, of all the deceptive news pieces I've seen, and thank God people on YouTube are aggregating these, because I don't really watch local news unless there's a tornado or something or a hurricane coming in. I watch the news for the weather, and I usually just check News 8 Austin for that, their local weather online. But I've been sent four newscasts, each one more deceptive than the last. Literally, they get worse as it goes, as they get more desperate. And I would imagine there's more. I've been sent four. A News 8, a KVUE, a KI, and a Fox. And every one of the newscasts says it's illegal to sell guns without a license and without papers. And what's the big deal? Police told them nicely to stop doing illegal things. And aren't these gun nuts crazy that they don't want to follow the law? I mean, that should outrage you, even if you're an anti-gun person. Do you like having your intelligence insulted? The mainstream media knows what Mark Dice and what I know, that probably 70% of the public doesn't even know what planet they're on. They know all about House and Heroes and Dancing with the Stars and American Idol, but they have, the average American is like Miss Teen South Carolina. American citizens is education, helping such as in South Africa, and to you, to me, helping. Remember her? Like later, queue up while you can. We're about to play clips, but queue up Miss South Carolina. Because people need to hear that. I mean, Mark Dice goes out at 95%. I don't know, he probably talks to like 15 people or something, two of them. Say, oh, I don't want to ban free speech, but I do want to ban the Second Amendment. Hey, people are talking about Obama. Shouldn't we ban the First Amendment and free speech and support the New World Order? Oh, absolutely. And they sign. Give their name, number, everything. And I mean, they read it. It reads like a joke. It says, so the world government can come in and Bilderberg can rule us. We must ban free speech in America. Oh, absolutely. I love Obama. What are those people doing illegally at that gun show selling guns? And the police are all over the newspaper and a press release saying that we get 911 calls because people would drive by on the highway above the Crockett Center. But that was politically incorrect, so they got rid of Davy Crockett's name. It's called the Market Center now. They've gotten rid of the names of high schools and middle schools all over Texas. Can't be called Crockett. It's evil. Alamo's evil. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Can't have it. I mean, that's just everywhere is censorship. Everywhere is control, but side issue. The point here is that they know 70% of the population isn't as dumb as a box of rocks. They are just these simpering, weak, pampered, jellyfish-like. I mean, you ought to see the people Mark was talking to. And we talked to him this morning. I mean, that's who he talked to. That's who he could get to talk to. And that's not him selecting out the majority of people being against free speech. That's and they just, all of them look like sacks of soft, weak, and I don't even mean physically soft. They just look so doe-eyed and limp-wristed. Oh, yes, ban free speech. And imagine the same type of people here in Texas moving in here. They drive by a parking lot, see people with guns, and they call 911 all day long. Just every hour calls are coming in. I saw an old man. I saw a family. That's some of the calls. You know, they'll see a family with kids. I saw a man with a gun. He had kids. They must be hostages. And every week I hear about a lockdown of a street in Austin or an area, and it always turns out some guy walks out with his deer rifle. It gets really bad during deer season. People call the police, people with bows. I mean, I learned back in college that I was going to go to East Texas to do some hog hunting, wild hog hunting. And I went and got my deer rifle out, and I walked out right out of my apartment. My car was parked right in front of my apartment, popped the hatchback on the Mustang, green and gray Mustang, popped the back, lay the rifle and one package of Remington shells, and I drive to the store, and I decide to come back because I'd forgotten some stuff, and I pull up, and there's police there, and I instantly go, so I noticed they were right around in front of my apartment, and then I went and asked the apartment manager, what did the police do? And she says, oh, somebody saw somebody with a gun. You in America, folks, you in Texas can't walk to your car with your gun. In rural areas, I've talked to family in East Texas now. If they're walking from their homestead 100 yards down the road, that's normally how it is. You'll have a little house right on the road, and then most of the time people's houses aren't right on their main piece of property. People generally try to buy a house on the road over the decades near their property, so it's almost never right on your property. And you're walking with a shotgun to go dove hunting, quail hunting, or target shooting, and even in rural areas, cops will pull up and say, what are you doing? Are you poaching? Or what are you doing with that gun? I mean, that's East Texas. They have gotten us to feel like we're dirty, we're bad, we're corrupt, we're evil. And now they're just saying, look, you're not going to have a gun show. People are scared of it. And it's against the law to sell guns without papers. If you're a federal firearms dealer, it is. But if you're a private citizen, you're allowed to sell your private guns. They don't have a law on that. What, 16 states do? 12 of the states are very prohibitive. But 30-plus don't, and where I live is one of them, Jack. And again, that's what all the big billboards are about. I talk so much about this for over a decade. You've all seen them. It'll show an image of a revolver, most of the time pointed at you, threateningly. And it'll say, report illegal guns. And then in fine print, you've got to get up below. You have to get out of your car. Saw one in Galveston, took photos of it. I got 20/20 vision. Had to squint to read if guns used in the commission of a crime. So the police, the government, they know they're engaged in another hoax. They think you're so stupid that the federal government commissioned the New York Times 8 months ago to write a fact sheet used in public schools, government buildings, medical institutions, and to be handed out at government approved, so they used it, at Walgreens and everywhere else, that says myths about the shot. Cannot cause Guillain-Barré. Cannot hurt fertility. Cannot cause autoimmune problems. Does not contain mercury. Now, you go over to the actual insert, and it says all of that. Does cause Guillain-Barré. Does cause neurological problems. Can sterilize or hurt fertility. Can cause autoimmune. And we put that out because we now have a big enough alternative media, myself and many others, and that hoax imploded. I mean, how many times can they lie to people? See, but they're still playing to that 70% that's now becoming 65%. In many areas of the country, the majority are awake, certainly not in Southern California. I mean, that's just a dead reckoning guesstimation. Our numbers are growing. 3% started and won between 3 and 5, the Revolutionary War. That's why there's groups called the 3%ers. Now, we don't want a physical revolutionary war, but we're not slaves, and we're not going to your FEMA camps, and we're not letting the CPS take our children outside the law, and we're not letting you shut down our gun shows, and we're done. Now, before I analyze this KI piece, Here is the Mercury piece. Literally, probably for the 150th time I've played this. I mean, I haven't counted, but regular listeners know I play this about every month, sometimes every week. And this was a national piece where they send out news packages and the newsreaders read it. This went out all over the country in local formats because they know you trust local news more than national. I found local news is much more deceptive because they don't get called on it as much as national news would. Here they are saying Mercury's good for you. Then I'm going to play their newscast from late last week attacking yours truly. Same outfit. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Here they are saying something that'll kill your kids is good for them. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so you heard that. Now, we have this latest newscast from the same culprits, KI, and all the other news reports are almost identical. They're almost identical. And this clip's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on YouTube if you want to watch it. And the clip is titled, Austin Police and BATF Shutdown Legal Gun Show. That's the name that the YouTube channel gave it. Now, here it is, another hoax. Listen to this.
The illegal gun trafficking into Mexico may start here in our own backyard. Good evening, I'm Judy Mathieu.
And I'm Ron Oliveira. Austin police tell us they've teamed up with federal officials to bust gun shows in Austin, selling to convicted felons and undocumented immigrants. KITV's Greg Watson is live in North Austin right now. So, Greg, when did this...
Okay, so now it's called a criminal sting. Now they say they're going to use a nuisance ordinance. And they were threatening to shut it down. Then they lied. We didn't threaten to shut anything down. We didn't make them post that flyer. We didn't tell them what to write. Now they admit, okay, we said it was a nuisance and we shut it down. They ran off the last group, Saxon, that had been there for more than 15 years. A new group, Texas Gun Shows, comes in, takes it over. I mean, every 10 seconds is a lie in this. How do you even analyze it? They said there was an arrest made there. No, they didn't. They put somebody in handcuffs who was innocent and marched him out in something that was clearly staged and then let him go. And they did it for the media they'd called. Now, again, a private seller is allowed to sell to whoever they want. It's not their job to know if they're an illegal alien. But the illegal aliens, they're above the law. The police leave them alone on DWIs, on every other issue. You know, don't take our rights because somebody else might be doing something wrong. See, because the way they write these laws they've been trying to get passed in Texas and every other state, and some states have passed them, is you can't take your dad's guns when he dies or when he goes to the nursing home. It's all got to be federally transferred. And then a lot of people won't even know this. This has happened in other states. Your dad will die or your mom will die. You'll get the guns. And 6 months later, you get a police raid on your house saying illegal transfer of guns. That's what they want to pass. That's what this hoax is all about. Continue with the hoax. It gets worse.
APD says about a year ago, the feds told them about unlicensed dealers and everyday folks selling guns here in this parking lot of this event.
Back it up a little. A year ago, when Obama got in, is when this new hype, and I told you last year, Attorney General Eric Holder said he would go after the Second Amendment and had to be restricted and gun shows had to be shut down. It was in the Associated Press. He gave a press conference on the border to stop guns into Mexico when the majority of guns in the studies are sold by the military to the cartels and are fully auto. Many Mexicans do buy firearms to protect themselves, and you know what? I'm all for it. The Mexican people aren't allowed to own guns, and that's why they live under tyranny. Now let's continue with the hoax.
Here in this parking lot of this event center. They say illegal gun sales were happening at a show here this past weekend.
All right, pause again. So now they're saying it's about the parking lot. No, the main issue, they made them do it inside and said old ladies couldn't come in and sell a gun. You go to the gun show, I'd say 80, 85% of people are licensed dealers. They got a bunch of guns. To be a full-time seller, you've got to get this license. But you see people with guns over their shoulders, shotguns that are broken, you know, open. People think it means broken. No, you know, people that don't know about guns, you know, broken over their shoulder. You pop them open and load them. You see people walking around and, hey, I want to buy that. Where'd you get it? What's the deal? And then you sell it to them. And then the gun show started discouraging that. So they say, hey, let's go out in the parking lot. And then what they do is the feds bring in illegal aliens who happen to be felons, and they tell them, all right, you raped that girl. We're going to let you go. Just we want you to go run some stings for us. And then they go and set up some farmer, and they're going, yeah, it's a 1957 shotgun my brother gave me. He bought it after he got out in World War II. Would you like it, Pedro? Yeah, I'd like it. We're putting you in handcuffs, bustard. What? It's not against the law for me to sell you a shotgun. You're going to jail, old man. This ain't America no more.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty. And on its ashes, constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so going through this KI clip, just all deception, and it's about to get a lot worse. Let's continue with them creating a hoax to ban gun shows in Texas and nationwide run by the Justice Department. And they admit the Justice Department's running all of this. And the Attorney General promised to do this, and they are doing it. Here it is.
Last weekend. Take a look at some video we shot at her earlier. As I tell you, the ATF told me this afternoon they arrested a man for illegal possession of a weapon here at the Texas Gun Show this weekend. They say he is from Mexico and by law can't purchase weapons in Austin. APD says the bigger problem is folks vendor shopping, meaning they go from dealer to dealer looking for someone selling guns without proper paperwork.
Proper paperwork. Dealer shopping. People go in there for private sales. It's legal. See, they're on TV saying it's illegal. KI needs to be protested. Continue.
Well, they also watched as folks bought guns in the parking lot. Again, they say, without paperwork. Police recommended the promoter only let licensed gun dealers in the shows and provide security for the parking lots.
Hit pause. They didn't recommend. They threatened to shut them down, which they now admit. Because I pointed out they had no law, and they said, oh, yeah, we've got nuisance abatement, the crack house law. Oh, yeah. Continue.
Police say they are enforcing, not making laws.
Lie.
Most of the people who are trying to achieve legitimate sale of firearms or purchase firearms want a certain level of protection. They want to know that the gun they're buying is not stolen. They want to know the person they're selling to is not a convicted felon, is not on parole for murder. And so having some way to do that is actually a benefit to everyone.
Head pause. Notice Detective Vineyard knows there's no law, so in his press conference, he wouldn't say that. He just said, oh, everyone wants this. It's a benefit. We're giving you something. It's for the children. Continue.
Now, I've talked to several people on the phone late this afternoon upset with APD. They say it is not a part of their job description as police to say who can and cannot sell guns.
Hit pause.
That's our story.
That's meant to sound insane. Oh, it's not the police job to enforce the law and stop illegal guns? I mean, what's this country coming to? You know, arrest that old man walking out of his house with a rifle. Oh, my gosh. Continue.
Story live here in North Austin tonight. Greg Watson, KITV News.
ATF tells us there was a note placed on the event center door saying the Fed shut down the show. ATF says it does not target gun shows, just people who sell illegally at gun shows.
Another lie.
We say some of the illegal weapons
Hit
ended
pause.
Up.
They went to them, harassed the landowner, and shut it down. Another lie. Just how do you lie this much? Continue with the lies.
In Mexico or even in the hands of convicted felons. Greg Watson has been following this story today. So, Greg, what changes are ahead for this gun show?
The promoter tells me future shows here at this location are canceled. About a year ago, ATF
Hit
and
pause. The promoter? No, the promoter, and I talked to Darwin after he talked to KI. He explained that the police harassed the owner of the building, the leaseholder, into kicking him out. But no, they say he just canceled it. See, we don't want to scare the public and say now it's just been shut down. No, the promoter, he decided to cancel it. Lie number. What is it? We should have counted the lies. 10, 12, 13? Continue.
Customs agents told APD unlicensed dealers were selling guns in this parking lot outside a gun show. Police say some dealers inside that event center weren't asking for proper paperwork.
The banner advertising the Texas gun show hangs above the door of the event center. But tonight, the gun show promoters tell KITV. The lease owner, HEB Grocery, told them they couldn't come back.
Oh, that, sir, you got a civil rights lawsuit. On the APD.
Austin radio talk host Alex Jones spoke to Darwin Baedeker on his call-in show. He tells Jones it was another gun show last year, not his, that was allegedly selling guns without paperwork.
This is assault. This is a robbery.
Hit pause. That's not what we said. It's legal to sell them privately without paperwork. So then they act like we're telling the lie for them. They misrepresent what we're saying. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Everything they say is a lie, a distortion, a fraud, a hoax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.